USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. officials are reporting Russia asked China for military equipment to use in its invasion of Ukraine. Monday, a meeting in Rome, Italy, between top aides for the United States and Chinese governments will take place and could shed more light on China's support for Russia. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, one of the participants, said over the weekend the Chinese would face consequences if it helped Moscow evade sweeping sanctions. Yuri Kamelchuk is a member of Ukraine's parliament. He was on News X Monday morning.
So we are still waiting for the date that Russian President Putin will join for the proposition of President Zelensky to start the negotiation for peace in Ukraine.
Americans overwhelmingly support the White House proposed ban on Russian oil, though they remain very critical of President Biden's handling of the economy and inflation, according to an ABC News poll. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Jason Blazekas, the former director of the State Department Counterterrorism and Finance Designations Office, was on Newsmax yesterday talking about the need of the Biden administration to consider designating Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism, as it has met all the legal criteria with its invasion of Ukraine.
I wrote a piece for the Los Angeles Times about a week and a half ago, even before some of Zelensky's calls to add Russia to the state sponsor of terrorism list. And it's a really short list. You have four countries on it right now: Iran, North Korea, you have Cuba and Syria on there. And I absolutely think we have to add Russia to the list now, because they meet the legal criteria. What you're seeing on, in the TV on what they're doing on Ukraine against civilians, it's really just so heart-wrenching to see.
Quarterback Tom Brady's retirement lasted exactly 40 days. Brady said Sunday he's returning to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for his 23rd NFL season next year. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
The mayor of Mount Pleasant, New Jersey, Paul Kanitra, just returned from the Polish-Ukraine border and describes on Fox News the humanitarian crisis caused by the Russian war.
Ukraine had the largest number of orphans percentage-wise by population in Europe before this crisis happened. And now with thousands of civilians dead and being targeted, that has only been exacerbated. And a lot of them have no place to go. Krakow and Warsaw are already saying that they're filled up in terms of refugees. So finding places to put them and to resettle them and to start their lives is going to be a very big challenge. Everybody thinks, you know, shipping goods over there is probably the best thing. That's what comes first to mind. But it's difficult. I mean, there's just piles of supplies on the ground and very little organization. Donating to some vetted groups is really important. That's why we're going to be doing some charity efforts back here in the States. Caritas helps with the orphans. Caritas.pl is one website. And World Central Kitchen is run by Jose Andres, who's a celebrity chef. And they were giving out hot meals. We were doing that literally at the border. And they have all 8 border crossings helping people get some warm food right in their hands when they come across.
Iran claimed responsibility Sunday for a missile barrage that struck near the U.S. consulate complex in the northern Iraqi city of Erbil. The Iranians say it was retaliation for an Israeli strike in Syria that killed 2 members of its Revolutionary Guard earlier in the week. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory announced after nearly a year of operations, NASA's Integrity Mars helicopter is still as good as new. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.